This reminds me of business school, everybody sitting in the back, but it's a good sign. My name's Tim Serino, and I'm actually at Salomon Smith Barney, which is, for those who haven't been following all the changes, now the broker-dealer arm of Citigroup, soon to merge with the EU and take over the entire world. I am part of the risk management advisory team at Salomon Smith Barney for financial institutions, providing mostly strategic derivatives solutions for financial institution clients, mainly these days to do with credit risk, but it's really across FX, interest rate, and other exposure areas. I've been doing this for the last year. Prior to that, I was part of our corporate coverage team, and so I've been dealing with U.S. Fortune 500 corporations as well for risk management across the board. This morning, I'm going to speak about hedge effectiveness. I know I'm the last speaker, so I'll try to keep it moving along. If anyone has planes to catch. I offer up two caveats at the start of this. First, I'm a practitioner who knows a bit about 133 rather than a 133 expert who knows a bit about derivatives. So everything will be coming from that point of view. Second, the timing of speaking on effectiveness is a little less than optimal because on the 16th, that's Thursday, the DIG is going to be meeting and covering a lot of the effectiveness issues that are outstanding. So the information I give you today could well be obsolete by Thursday, but we'll make a go of it in any case. And as has been the case with a lot of 133, a lot of what we know is in flux and continues to develop over time, so everything kind of has to be taken with a bit of a grain of salt. Effectiveness testing is one of the more complex areas and controversial areas. I think the board focused on some of the fundamental hedging considerations first. And when you look at the effectiveness testing issues, they complicate things a bit. I'll share some thoughts about this, and I'll discuss some examples that come from real-world experience with clients. What I'll cover today is hedging criteria, hedging principles, and hedging effectiveness. Talk a little bit about defining the hedge. This is pretty much straightforward stuff, and I think it's probably been covered by some of the other speakers. Talk a bit about measuring hedge effectiveness. Focus mostly on life without the shortcut method. This is where things get interesting. For a lot of even the most commonplace transactions, shortcut method accounting is in doubt. So we'll focus on some of those examples. And I'll discuss a cash flow hedge example, a fair value hedge example, and a net investment hedge example. And then I also want to talk a little bit about real economic hedges. And the idea here is that a company either faces an exposure or wants to capture an opportunity, and there's no way that hedge accounting under 133 will work out. And we'll discuss what just doing an outright economic hedge might look like from the standpoint of someone's financial statements. 133 will